It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy Nay. Thanks for joining us at Jim Warrain Pharmacy. We went out there the other day, actually. Currently raising money to help their staff get training in mental health first aid. This is awesome. Please welcome from Warrain Pharmacy, Nicole Downey and Mika DeVries. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Nicole, first of all, I wanted to thank you. We did come out there the other day and you sorted me out with some sausage sizzle. Unreal, mate. Thank you very much for the sausage sizzle.
Oh, my pleasure. It was great to see you guys out there.
No, it was good. It was good to see the turnout that you guys got out there as well. How many people ended up coming out to the pharmacy?
I think we must have done over 60-odd sausages.
Yeah, wow.
But no, it was a good turnout.
Yes. Nicole, can I ask, the reason that we went out, the reason that we're having this conversation today is you've worked at this pharmacy for around 7 years, I believe.
Yep.
And there is a huge need for some mental health training.
There is, yeah.
So can you talk us through that?
It's just like a little family where we work. We're being a small local pharmacy and there's only a few of us there. We get to know our customers really well.
Yeah.
And it's just a case of, you know, probably their most dreaded things as well. Mm. And we've found out that a lot of them, there are mental health issues, whether it's through loss of kids, loss of partner. And, you know, we just struggle to know what to say at times because some of the things that we hear, it's just heartbreaking.
Absolutely.
And we then found out there is a mental health first aid that we can do. So we decided that, why not? Let's have a fundraiser and see what we can do.
I love that you've done this because, I mean, Nathan and I are very passionate about mental health. Friend of the show, Mitchie McPherson from Stay Chatty, we have him on a fair bit. A lot of people are suffering with mental health problems, but they never find themselves in a position to open up. So I think one of the first things here is these people feel comfortable enough to open up to you, and then now for you wanting to get this training, it warms my heart. This is a lovely story.
Yeah, I mean, we do. We get to know our customers really well. And there's been some really heartbreaking stories. Even recently, we've had some heartbreaking things. And we often sort of vent to each other. We don't know whether we cry, laugh or what we do. But we do. We have a good old vent, don't we, Mika?
We do.
Absolutely.
And so we just feel like we need to do this to help the community. Because, yeah, we just need to know we're doing the right thing.
100%. I mean, Mika, how important is it that you are there for the customers when they come in? And a lot of these people, as you said, Nicole, don't have other people to talk to. And you guys really are the first point of call.
Yeah, we're so available, I guess, compared to a lot of other health professionals. They don't have to make appointments. They rock up, and as they get to know us, they start sharing things. And some people struggle to get appointments with their health professionals because it's getting harder and harder, and it's been booked out, and it just, being a listening ear sometimes.
But absolutely.
We want to know that we're saying the right things.
100%. So important. Well, Nicole, how close are you guys to be able to get this mental health training, the training that you need to help these people out?
Yeah, we're going pretty well. We've still got our raffle going.
Yep.
We're going to be drawing that on the 24th of May. So, the last count we did, we've done over $600.
Nice.
So that's really great. And, so tickets are still available in the pharmacy if anybody out
yes.
there.
Yes, yeah, well, so that's how they get them. They come to the pharmacy.
Part of the reason for getting you in was, we wanted to obviously draw some more attention to this. So coming into the pharmacy and buying tickets, best way to go about it?
Probably. Yeah, come in, have a chat. We love to have a chat at work. So,
there's a bunch of good people there. I mean, Nathan and I got stuck there for about an hour when it was last time. Everyone's just having a yarn. It's that, no wonder everyone goes there. It's so lovely. And there's so many, there's not many small pharmacies like this. We were having this conversation the other day. It's all big stuff in shopping centres now.
Yeah, I think we're the oldest on the Eastern Shore and the only, I'm not sure how many others are just not under a banner.
Yeah.
We are just on our own. And, but no, we're doing well.
Well, you are.
Yeah,
you really are. Absolutely doing a phenomenal thing. Mika, Nicole, thank you so much for coming in. And, of course, first prize for this is a weekend away for two adults, two children at the East Coaster Resort. So that is up for grabs. That's the big prize.
That is the big prize. And now the East Coast Resort have also thrown in $150 worth of meals as well.
Amazing. All right.
And there's plenty of other stuff. I think there's some Francesca jewellery in there as well.
Yeah, and Apostle Leather.
Oh, how good
there,
is that?
And Bunnings. And
amazing.
Motor Vecchia donated a voucher as well.
Oh, perfect.
So
plenty on offer.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'd be silly not to get involved.
Get into the Warrain Pharmacy.
All for a good cause as well.
Buy a raffle ticket. You're doing an awesome thing. Mika and Nicole, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.